This is New England Public Media News. Jacob's Pillow, the long-running dance festival in Beckett, Massachusetts, has had a lot thrown at it this past year. The pandemic shut the venue down for the first time in almost 90 years. Then last November, a fire gutted one of its dance theaters. As New England Public Media's Joe Kaufman reports, if you look back through its history, the Pillow has managed to survive all kinds of challenges.
Jacob's Pillow is known worldwide for being a sanctuary for dancers, located on a couple hundred acres of land surrounded by the Berkshires. Pamela Tadgy, the Pillow's executive director, says it's a rather extraordinary place to see dance performance. And this summer, with the Ted Shawn Theater under renovation and the loss of the Doris Duke Theater to a fire in November, the program will be entirely outdoors.
It's almost a natural amphitheater. So audiences will be able to sit on benches and witness a performance with the backdrop of the Berkshire Mountains.
The nine-week season opens the end of the month with a world premiere from the Dorrance Dance Company. The piece was developed by dancers and musicians while they were living at the Pillow this past year in a COVID bubble residency. Later in the season, Ballet Hispanico performs, and Ballet Coast to Coast will feature dancers from the Boston Ballet and Pacific Northwest Ballet.
We just think that this is what people need. People need to come out of their homes and experience the community-building power of dance.
To understand how Jacob's Pillow arrived at this moment in time is to understand how to go forward, Tadgy says, especially after the last 15 months. The pandemic shut them down, then the fire and the loss of an important and well-loved structure. The state fire marshal couldn't identify a specific cause, but said the blaze was exacerbated by a failed fire alarm and a failed sprinkler system.
You know, it happened in November. We took a few months to really sort of process what happened. We're now in the process of beginning architect selection.
I would say that difficulties are built into the DNA of Jacob's Pillow in many ways.
Norton Owen is the archivist at Jacob's Pillow.
From the get-go, we were really about making something happen out of nothing and making something happen out of adversity.
Jacob's Pillow was founded in the Great Depression. Within the first 10 years, Pearl Harbor and World War II took place. Men dancers went off to war. Gas and other material rations hit just as the Pillow was starting to build up.
And yet Jacob's Pillow, alone among the Berkshire cultural organizations, continued throughout the war years.
Owen has been at the Pillow for about 45 years. He remembers the gas shortage of 1979 when people could only fill their car on certain days of the week. And for most of the audience, Beckett isn't exactly next door, Owen says. It was one woe after another. At one point in the 1990s, the Pillow was in danger of being foreclosed upon. Owen says they're in the black now.
And I think, you know, our place is secure at this point, but boy, have we been tested.
And tested especially, most recently, with the pandemic. 40% of the Jacob's Pillow staff were laid off. Only some have been rehired. And the fire. As for documenting this, the Pillow has been recording dance performances on film and video since the very beginning. And Owen says this past year's online work is now part of that. One of his favorite sounds of Jacob's Pillow captured on tape is that of piano notes coming from a studio during a rehearsal or class.
You know, you could hear it all around because the doors are open.
The history of dance, in many ways, is embedded in a dancer's body, Owen says. A dancer moves in a way that's reminiscent of their teacher who learned to dance from someone else, and so on. That may be one of the reasons, he says, the Pillow is so resilient. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.